One thing I love about the stories you hear each week on the show is that every brand starts with a story. Behind every product is the founder who took a chance on an idea, overcame challenges, and worked hard to bring it to life. Walmart is making it easier for customers to discover products from small brands and support the people behind them. With thousands of small brands available through Walmart, customers can discover innovative products while learning about the entrepreneurs and stories that brought them to life. By helping connect these brands with communities across the country, Walmart is creating more opportunities for founders to grow and share what makes their products unique. Visit walmart.com to learn more.
Home for the NBA Finals, World Series, and College Football's National Championship. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. KFNC and KFNC HD2 Mont Belvieu, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The Ray Rice video is about as bad a video as I think I've seen of an athlete hurting a woman.
Joe Mixon?
I thought Ray Rice, Ray Rice just knocked her out once, one punch. Joe Mixon hit her, but it was, I don't know that he connected as well as Ray Rice did.
You know, I'm just going to remind you.
Yeah, Joe Mixon was, yeah, that was pretty bad. That was pretty. Nothing compares to the Zach Stacy video.
No, if you're ranking horrific moments caught on video, let me turn this audio off. But
it is the worst video that you will ever see of a man beating up a woman.
Astro minor league pitcher in the stairwell.
Oh, that was pretty bad.
That was pretty horrific.
That was pretty bad.
That actually might have.
No, this is worse. This is worse.
I don't. It gets to a point where you're not. It's all in the same category.
At the end here, he picks her up and he body slams her into the child's little walk thing, and it is. I'm amazed that she's not hospitalized. It is as bad as you will see.
And Zach you can Stacy, hear saying Zach, please.
Yeah,
I mean it is.
He needs to go to prison. I'll just say this. He needs to go to prison.
Oh, no, for sure. But for many people, I think you're going to want to see it, and then you're going to wish you didn't see it. So I will warn you that if you're on the border about looking for it, if you're not sure you want to see it, then don't go looking for it. I'm not going to retweet it.
It's got hundreds of thousands of views now. If the police don't do anything about this, they have to, though, right?
This is more than losing his cool.
Do we know where he is? Because where's the jurisdiction? I don't know. If it is as disturbing a video as you'll watch. So I don't want to say watch it, but I want to say Zach Stacy needs to he needs help. That dude needs help because it is awful. It is awful.
Golly, I mean, unbelievable.
So I don't want to retweet it. I don't know. I don't want to put my name on that one. But somebody retweeted it to us, and I guess if you go on our timeline, you'll be able to find it. 713-780-3776 is the number. We haven't even talked about if you got any thoughts about the NFL this week. Is there anything that you like? We're gonna have in about 25 minutes. Five Star is going to be joining us to give us college football picks. But we haven't even looked at the NFL right now. Tonight, it's the Patriots and the Falcons. And the Patriots at the Falcons are 7-point favorites. Now, Cordero Patterson is banged up. They already don't have Calvin Ridley. But the Patriots are playing great football. The Falcons, not so much on and off, but they're actually a little bit better than we thought they were going
to
be.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot easier to sell that than after last week.
Yeah.
Like, the timing of that ass kicking was probably not great for Thursday Night Football. But yeah, it feels like it's a competitive. Falcon team. I think not having Calvin Ridley is going to start really catching up with the Falcons, though.
Thursday,
you can start
night,
putting all your attention on Kyle Pitts, then what's going to happen?
Thursday night home dogs, though. I mean, I like the Patriots, and I think this team, you know, Bill Belichick made a lot of moves this offseason, spent a lot of money. It is paying off. He's getting the quarterback play. I think probably one of the best things that he did was get rid of Cam Newton and give the kid the reins and say, it's all yours. And, boy, it's paid off. I mean, he's not great, but he certainly has been a game manager, and he's made some plays. He's actually made some plays. That throw to Bourne in the end zone and between two defenders last week couldn't have been a better ball. Could not have been a better ball.
No. He can throw now. That's a high number. The number, they're a big dog at home, yeah. Atlanta. That's really what you're talking about. It's not a small dog. It's a bigger under.
Seven is a big number.
That's a big road number. Yeah, it's a big road number for a team that had been fairly competitive. But like I said, it also might be an indication that the books think this is more likely to be the outcome without Calvin Ridley than a competitive game. Because I think they had one competitive game without Ridley. I think they've been without Ridley for, 2 weeks? Or is it 3 weeks?
It's two. He played, I think, and then they played and then quit. And that was 3 weeks ago, going on 3 weeks.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens on this one. But the Rookie of the Year voting, I think it's getting a little bit interesting with Mac Jones. He's going to end up getting the wins. You know, Chase has the numbers, and they both have, I think, the same win total right now. But depending on if the Patriots keep pushing forward and Mac Jones continues to get better and gets up in the 20, I mean, he's at 13 passing touchdowns right now. But we still have plenty of games to go. You know, if he ends up with mid-20 touchdown passes, if he's able to get there, he could end up being the front run. He could end up being the guy who becomes the Rookie of the Year, especially if the Bengals don't start winning some games. If they tank inside that own division, which is it's a competitive division, but it's competitive because they're all kind of, you know, middling teams right now in that division. If the Bengals don't win, and that's a big game, you know, it's big for the Bengals to try to make the playoffs. It's big for the Raiders. Actually, it's one of the biggest games of the weekend. Bengals at Raiders is actually a really big game.
It absolutely is, especially the Bengals have been playing lately, and the Raiders have been playing lately. They've both been playing terrible football lately.
I think the Ravens have enough working, not the Ravens, but the Raiders have enough working against them that they could be on a decline. That's why I like the Bengals this week, even though they're I think it's a pick 'em on the road. The Bengals can still see a future ahead of them. Right now, the Raiders, I think, a lot of different things are working against them. Did you see how did you see that Ruggs' lawyer? I get that they've got a job to do. Do you see that one of their things that they're saying is like, well, actually, it was the firefighters were slow to get there. That's why the lady burned to death, because it was. So it wasn't your client crashing into her at 129 miles an hour that caused the car to burst into flames, and for her not to be able to get out. That wasn't the culprit. It was the slow fire department that is at fault here. Whew. Boy, that is a
bit
ballsy.
Of a reach.
That is a ballsy move for the lawyers.
They got to do that.
Speaking of lawyers, I don't think Deshaun Watson deal's getting done anytime soon.
No,
you know why? Because Tony Busby has a new lawsuit. Tony Busby is now officially the lawyer who has filed a $750 million lawsuit against Travis Scott, Drake, Apple Music, and Live Nation. Tony Busby filed a $175 million lawsuit against those on behalf of 125 concert goers, including the family of
What is the number? How much?
$750 million.
$750 million.
125 concert goers, including the family of 21-year-old Axel Acosta. Also, the 9-year-old Ezra Blount became. He was the youngest person to die from injuries sustained during the incident.
11, right?
No amount of money will ever make these plaintiffs whole. No amount of money can restore human life. The quantum sought includes sufficient punitive damages to punish and make example of all involved, and also to encourage those who engage in such activity to do so with safety at the forefront. You brought up this before, and I know it's not sports, but Travis Scott has there's video of him doing some, saying some unsafe stuff, encouraging some unsafe behavior at concerts, which is going to play against him in any lawsuit. I think the videos that showed all the people crashing through the barriers are not going to play well for the defendants in this one. But I tell you what, if this makes people less likely, if this is a deterrent that does make people less likely to have concerts that are unsafe and could put people in this level of harm's way. My son told me about a rapper named Playboi Carti had a concert here, and everyone broke down. They kind of bum-rushed everything, knocked down metal detectors, you know, did a whole bum-rush thing, and they just said, all right, concert's off. They canceled the whole concert, and that was that. You get your money back, we're not having a concert. That was here in Houston. So you have that precedent of a different concert doing that and this concert not doing it.
Yep.
So, but Busby, I brought all this up because Busby's in the middle of this. $750 It's going to be over $1 billion when it's all said and done, because there are other lawsuits that Ben Crump has filed here in Houston. So when it's all said and done, it's going to be over $1 billion worth. So Tony Busby's going to be... he's got the Deshaun stuff going on. We know that. But now he's got a much bigger thing going on.
Well, and is he going to have any time to get the Deshaun stuff done, too? That's a question. Is that going to in any way, shape, or form stall that for, I guess, who cares? Those 11 people that died, they deserve a bunch. I don't care how much you pay. You lose it. You send a kid to a concert, you know, and they don't come home. You can't pay me enough money. Can't pay me enough money for that.
Right.
913 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. Oh, no. You can't call in right now because we got Stevie D and Eric going to join us next to talk about what's going on in the city, then Five Star, and then News of the Weird. So we are all loaded up here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Culture Maps, Eric Sandler and Stevie D with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, talking about what's going on in the city. Breaking restaurant news?
Breaking restaurant news, yes. Esquire has just released its list of the 40 best new restaurants in America. There are two Houston restaurants on the list.
What?
The first one is March. It is number 6. It is a tasty menu restaurant in Montrose. Very intimate, very expensive, 6-9 course. Lance, have you done March yet?
I thought March was phenomenal.
Yeah.
March is the best fine dining restaurant in Houston. I thought I likened it to, at least for my meal, when I went to Grace in Chicago, which is a 3 Michelin star restaurant, I thought March had some of the same artistic elements to the plates that were being put out. I didn't think the food was necessarily on that level, but I could see it for being a new restaurant. It's first year in. I thought it showed a lot of potential.
Yeah, I think they're kind of aiming for like a 2-star Michelin, so it's like they... Maybe they don't know.
Service is like, amazing. Really good service.
Bespoke artwork on the walls, custom furniture, incredible wine list, first-rate service, really creative food.
Save up.
Yeah, save up.
Save up.
It's, 6 courses, I think, is $175.
Take Wendy there. Yeah.
Plus wine pairings, tax tip. So, yeah, you're gonna spend a lot of money.
Are they still making their own vermouth?
Yeah, they do all kinds of crazy stuff.
Shoot, you can't get away with... Go to a nice steakhouse. You can't get away under 150. Go down 200
per person.
Yeah.
So then, not per person.
That's a couple hundred.
That's per person.
Yeah.
You're going to get out of there. You do everything Eric told you. 2 for $500.
Yeah. That's a problem.
Plus,
not right.
Plus in March. In March. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you want the martini beforehand.
Yeah. You know what you're getting into, but I like
Coors Light.
I thought it was good.
I don't think they have Coors Light.
Well, then why would I go?
Do they have fries? Because that's John's second question.
They have pizza at Rosie Cannonball. You can always get
pizza. Yeah, you can go downstairs and get it at Rosie Cannonball.
Well, that's not, they have fries? Pizza, I think not, they do. Not necessarily.
No, I don't think they have fries.
Well, you know, they might have a
burger. Yeah, they might have.
They might.
They have crispy fried potatoes. Why don't you go badger them, too.
As long as those potatoes.
Go badger them, too.
And then Deguste is the other one.
Yeah.
Also a tasty menu restaurant.
But they're chef-less.
Spring Branch. Well, yes, but the two guys who took over have been with him since day one. They are also very talented. Like, one of those guys is Chef Javier, who ran BCN for a long time, kind of behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So those guys.
That's had a lot of buzz for a while as a tasting menu. For a long time, I had heard that it's like, wow, this is really low price for the food you're getting and the quality you're getting. I know they raised their
I think they've raised it up. I think it's like $125, $135, something like that for 8 courses. But still, relatively speaking, that's kind of a value. I mean, like, my last meal at Hidden Omakase was $175 for 12 courses, and most of them were nigiri. So to have, like, actual food and, like, leave full for the quality and the effort that goes into it.
And make no mistake, these are restaurants right now that we're talking about that are, they're more expensive. They're an experience. Yeah. Their food, you're not going to have that typical dining. There's other places you go that you talk about all the time that are less expensive, that are much more accessible.
Well, these compare it to, like, really great theater tickets where it's, like, an artistic performance, or, like, if you're paying up for, like, courtside seats or sit behind the dugout at an Astros
game. Going to a World Series game, right? Yeah. ALCS game.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. Is BCN still around?
BCN's still around. It's still great.
Yeah.
That's another one.
It was right down the street
from It'll cost you a little bit, but it's good food. Yeah.
Yeah. You got a lot of squid and stuff, though. I don't know.
Well, they have a really Spanish delicious fare. Crispy pork.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roast pork. That's outstanding. And then just really briefly, new barbecue restaurant for everyone to try. It's called J Bar M. It is on Leland Street in Edo. So there is not really a place like this in Houston just because of the scale. It's like 8,000 square feet, which is pretty huge. 4 1,000-gallon offset smokers, plus 2 Carolina-style hog cookers, which is bonkers. Huge patio, lots of TVs. It's going to be a game day destination eventually.
Where is it?
So it's at Leland between, like, Chartres and Emancipation. So the family that owns the restaurant has had that land for like 100 years, and they finally decided to get into the barbecue business, and they got Willow Villarreal, who had Willow's Texas Barbecue, which was a food truck that had like a brief flash and then like fell apart because it's really hard to run a food truck in Houston, but the food was absolutely delicious. And so it's got a really talented culinary team, a really grand scale, full bar, definitely Coors Light. Like, this is, it's the most, I mean, we have a lot of good barbecue restaurants in this town, but nothing, maybe nothing on this scale, right? Maybe several of this quality, but nothing like this.
J Bar M?
Yes.
J Bar M. Okay. Gotta try it. Absolutely. And what are you doing, Stevie?
All right. Well, this is a really big weekend, guys. One of the stories that's blowing up for us. Holiday lights. It's time to light it up this weekend. If it's a great time to throw on a jacket, get some hot cocoa, a Coors Light, perhaps.
Yeah.
Go see all the lights. There's 12 spots in the city that are doing amazing lights, from Space Center Houston, all the Houston Zoo, all over. It's a great time to go out there. Take your date, take your family, and go check out
the
lights.
Give us three spots. The zoo is always a good one.
Yeah.
Give
Space
us two
Center
others.
Houston.
Houston Botanic Garden.
Houston
that
Botanic.
Looks incredible.
So to Eric's point, the main photo at houston.culturemap.com for lights is Houston Botanic Garden. It's a bonkers light exhibit there. It's really, really, really cool. They got Memorial Park. You could actually just go across, across Memorial. And it's really, really cool. And speaking of lights, Brew Lights tonight at Houston Zoo. So it's 21 and up. Coors Light.
All right.
Go check out the zoo. All lit up. St. Arnold's Brews. I'm going to guess Coors Light, Hard Seltzer, Spiked Hot Chocolate. And then City Lights. Mayor Turner's going to host City Lights. It's got trees, designer trees, elves on skates, more lighting. So that's more family stuff, but, Coors Light.
Coors Light.
Yeah.
Right.
Friday, take your lady to Houston Antiques and Design Show, Art Design Show. Go shopping. Saturday.
No, let her go by herself.
Yeah, exactly. Saturday, speaking of beer.
Why would I do that?
Celebration 8 at 8th Wonder. It's 8 years. They're celebrating 8 years.
Yeah.
They got more than 20 different beers on tap, delicious food, vendors, live music, more. All in that 1 acre, backyard. No cover charge. I like that.
What's it called again? They got a little fun name for it.
Wonder
Celebration.
World.
Wonder World.
Wonder World.
Their backyard.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The giant beetle statue.
I know Bun's going to be there, I think.
Yeah, I think Bun's going to be there,
It's a big old party.
No, that's always a big, 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 big party. And speaking of big party for you fashionistas, Magpies and Peacocks doing our After Dark in the Park. It's going to be a live runway show, upcycled zero waste collection.
Wendy and John, I feel a little runway action for you, John. Runway,
I've done that.
You can. I know you've been on it. I'm talking about you're supposed to sit by the side on the side,
clap
like DeAndre Hopkins with a little dog in a handbag. Watch. Yeah.
and clap.
Yeah.
That's me.
You could be the DeAndre Hopkins of our little...
And fries?
Yeah. No, not in everything doesn't end with and fries.
I think you should do that.
I should.
You got your new white tennis shoes, your new expensive high tops with zippers. Yeah. Why are you not? Yeah, look at this.
Look at those kicks.
Can you believe this?
Dude. That's what I do.
I thought I was a fashion guy here.
I told you he should be sitting there with Wendy doing...
With a little scarf on? No. Soft clap.
A scarf and a dog.
Fashion clap.
Soft clap. Sorry.
All right. So also, River Oaks Theater, 83rd birthday. That was a big story on Culture Map. Everyone loves River Oaks Theater. They're having an outdoor birthday. Yeah. Outdoor birthday celebration for them outside Sunday. This is a really big one for you cultural types. Houston Museum of Natural Science presents Ramses the Great. It's a bonkers exhibit on Egypt. So take the family, take the kids. Lots going on, but definitely go check out the holiday lights this weekend and light it up. It's really, really cool.
There it is. You cool got it.
A little bit of a cool friend again coming through tonight.
So. Yeah.
And speaking of light,
culturemap.com.
I need sunglasses for those shoes.
Culturemap.com. So you can read all the good stuff these guys are putting out at
culturemap.com. You drip. You don't drip like John drips.
No, I drip.
Yeah,
I know, but look at that. Look at the shoes.
Yeah. I got understated.
$1,400. Balenciaga.
In Vegas. Vegas,
$1,400. You got them in Vegas?
Vegas, yeah.
Oh, that's where you get retail. That's where you get a wholesale price.
You might bet.
Yeah. I bet you got a good deal on it.
No, I didn't get a good
deal. Eric, we need Julia the fashion writer to do a story on his shoes.
No, that's.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
How
we
does
don't.
A man with a fetish for Coors Light, gambling, poker, and French fries end up with these super hot shoes? Click here to find out. Houston's drippiest radio host. I can feel it. I feel a culture, man. I just pitched it.
He just wrote the lead.
There he is.
Yeah. That's it. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it. Up next, it's going to be our man, Five Star, giving us winners right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. I assumed you knew. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 931, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, bringing in our man Five Star, going to pick us some winners this week in some college football games. Five Star, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Good morning to you.
All right, I got one question before we start. I'm going to the Cougs game. So I'm going to put a little something, 8.5. Cougs are going to lay in 8.5. Should I blow it out, or should I just take it easy a little bit?
I'll be honest with you. That line is really fishy. You're probably on the right side. They're definitely baiting people to take the points with Memphis. And so you're on the right side. I don't say go gung-ho, but put a nice amount on it, John.
All right. All right.
I also want to say this. I took one of the worst bad beats last week. Five Star was on the right side of the Wyoming Boise State game.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
There was 14 seconds left. It was 3rd and 9. They were at their own 25, and it looked like, okay, this is, you know, you got yourself a win. It was just a simple dump off to a wide receiver. He skipped a few tackles. He had a couple of half-assed tackle attempts, and he was off to the races and scored a touchdown. It was one of the worst beats I've ever taken in football that I can remember. Probably just one of the most recent.
Sometimes you're on the right side.
You're on the right side, and just the wrong things happen. That's all.
Oh, definitely. That one was pretty sickening, man. It was kind of reminded me of the Clemson and Florida State ending that I also ended up getting a bad beat on. But you know, if you do this long enough, you get used to it. The when it initially happens, of course, you're shocked, you're pissed for, you know, the next day. But then after that, it kind of, you know, you have to move on. Man, that was terrible. I honestly think that Boise State's coach put in some backups and let them play deep, thinking it was going to be just, you know, simple and the game was going to be over. Because if you guys know, you watched the game, Wyoming hadn't done anything offensively all night, man. They were terrible on offense. And like Lance said, the guy just ran pretty much a 15-yard stop route, caught the ball, and it was just like Swiss cheese. He was just running through the defense, and I was like, what the? I pretty much had already counted that as a victory, man. So that's a tough one on for all of us, man. It's a tough one, but, hey, we were on the right side. It happens.
Yep, sometimes that happens, and there's nothing you can do about it. Five Star at Five Star in Vegas. What do we got this week, Bystar?
Okay, we're going to start off with Friday night. We got 1-9 Arizona. They're rolling into Pullman, Washington to face the 5-4 Washington State Cougars. From the records and the team's past meetings, one would believe this is a mismatch. In reality, there isn't much separation between these two teams, guys. Analytically, they're pretty much the same team. In fact, in the only word that matters to bettors, Arizona's a much hotter team. The Wildcats are 4-0 against the spread in the last four games, 4-0 against the spread last four conference games. Since Arizona's embarrassing loss at Colorado, the team has looked much more organized and competitive. They've had chances to win in the fourth quarter against Utah, SC, Washington, and they pulled out a straight-up victory against Cal on the upset. Washington State is a good team. Their offense is more than capable. Their defense is solid. But next week, the Cougars play their Super Bowl when they face Washington in the Apple Cup. I believe they'll be looking ahead and won't take Arizona and their 1-9 record seriously this week. This is the time of the year coaches and teams just want to get out of games healthy. Coach Jed Fish seems to finally have his Wildcats team on the same page. He's a Belichick disciple, and it's showing how his squad has gotten better over the course of the season. Washington State is 0-2, is two touchdown or more favorites this year. They most likely win this game, but they won't cover. Take the hottest one-win team in college, Arizona, plus 15 on Friday night.
You got an interesting pick in the Big 12, and I've noticed that this is happening a lot right now in pro and college, where as soon as a team makes you feel a certain way, you fade them the other way. Whether they are playing bad, you play them the next week. If they just got done playing really good, you fade them the next week. That's not a brand new strategy in handicapping, but it pops up here with Kansas State Baylor.
Oh yeah, Kansas State Baylor. This is one of those games. If you've been doing this long enough, as we all have, you understand when you see a fishing line. This line is begging you to take Baylor. Baylor rolls into Manhattan, Kansas. They're flying off a dominating victory over Oklahoma and Waco last week. The number 11 Baylor Bears, they're battling for a spot in the Big 12 championship. And they're a good team, guys. They're balanced on offense and defense, well coached by Dave Aranda, who many are saying is going to be vying for the LSU opening. Kansas State, though, has more than four straight in the Big 12. The Wildcats got by West Virginia easily last week, winning 34-17. They're led by senior quarterback Skylar Thompson, who's completed 71% of his passes in his last six games, and versatile running back Deuce Vaughn. Vaughn is like the second coming of Darren Sproles in Manhattan. He can do it all. He has accounted for 1,400 yards and 16 touchdowns. I'm going to be honest with you guys. When I first saw this line, it immediately said, take Baylor, and then I had to sit back and think about the time of year we're in. The books are really sharp right now. Baylor's the better team in most categories, but it's all about situation. Baylor comes in, I'm sure, off a week of backpacks and everyone telling them how great they are. And for K-State, it's senior day. The tradition of Coach Bill Snyder and all is all about seniors and senior day. The new coach, Chris Kleiman, continues Coach Snyder's philosophy of football and family. You're going to have those boys ready to play on senior day. They'll all be playing hard for the seniors on their team. It's the last game for them at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. You guys know what this is. It's a trap game from Vegas. They're begging you to take Baylor. Well, we're going to fade the public, and we're going to bet on the values and traditions of K-State Senior Day. Also, Baylor's 1-3 against the spread on the road. The Bears' only road victory and cover was against a not-very-good Kansas team. They actually beat your Longhorns last week. I expect this being a defensive game with the Wildcats making a big play on special teams, a turnover to get the victory. So we're going to take Kansas State to pull a slight upset, even though they're just a pick 'em.
The Sharps are with you because Kansas State, I got them as -1 now.
Well, like you
said,
that
line is moving.
As soon as you see that number, you think this is fishy.
Yeah.
Something's fishy here. And, you know, here's something that's real, too. When I did handicapping full-time, and that was years ago, but one of the things that I was taught, and it came from my mentor who learned under Tony Salinas in Vegas, who said in college football, it's a highly emotional game. So momentum is a much bigger factor than in the NFL. You look for the teams who are most ready to play, like who has an emotional edge. And that's why when you look at Kansas State, they're going to be at home, a Baylor team that just knocked off Oklahoma. Boy, you got a chance to put the target on the people that just had the target on the other team. And if you're Baylor, you're coming off that big win, you celebrate it afterwards, you're reading the press clippings. I could see the emotional tally lining up for Kansas State, and that's probably why the Sharps are saying we don't care about the number. We're going to find a team most ready to emotionally be ready to play.
The only thing worrisome about it is that Baylor has to win to stay in the Big 12 hunt. So he might be able to keep them focused because of that. Baylor has to win.
It's a spot game, though. It's a spot game. This is the thing. Baylor isn't good on the road, guys. Yeah. Go look at their road games this year. They're a completely different team on the road than they are in Waco. And Kansas State isn't Kansas.
No. All right, the last one. I don't know why, but the Pac-12 has all of their rivalry games this week as opposed to everybody else who has them next week.
Right.
And this is a big rivalry game you got here.
Hey, I want to ask you if something similar before we get to your last college game. John and I talked about this. That number 7 on the road for the Patriots against Falcons, that seems a little high to me, which makes me wonder, okay, they got the number there for a reason. Did that strike you as being, because if you went to New England, basically you're telling me they're a 13-point favorite against the Falcons, and that feels like too much if it were in New England. I always like to double check it by flipping, you know, the games into the opposite location and seeing if that number feels right. This number feels like it should be more like 4.5. Do you think 7 feels like the right number to you?
7 is the right number, and the reason it's the right number because it's the sharp number. What Vegas is doing by giving out that 7 is they're hoping everyone takes that 7 with Atlanta. Atlanta's at home. They're coming off a blowout. But New England is rolling right now. Now, think about this. Cordell Patterson might not even play.
Yeah, good point.
Atlanta's whole offense. Now, we already know how Bill Belichick coaches. He's going to make you play left-handed. So he was going to take Patterson out the game anyway. So it was going to basically come down to Matt Ryan and second-rate receivers, no running game. I just don't see how they move the ball against New England. I know Thursday night's a funny spot, but the only way I'm betting that game is going to be New England -7 or the pass for me. I just feel like with that 7, they're letting you know how dominant New England is compared to Atlanta. Atlanta isn't a good team, man. They had a couple of good showings that has everyone thinking that they're okay. They're not okay. They don't match up with New England at all. They don't have anything.
Yeah, I agree. The Cordero Patterson deal is a big deal. That's a big deal.
Yeah, because now you're without your top two receivers.
I'm staying away from it. I'm staying away from it. UCLA, you
guys? Yeah, me too. It's a stay away from me, guys. Yeah. And like I said, the only way I'd bet it is I take New England. It's one of those games I'll be watching, and I have the advantage with me being here and playing it live. I can wait, see, get a feel for the game, maybe catch New England with -3 in game or something like that if Atlanta scores or something first. So that's the only way I'll play that game.
UCLA, USC, what you got?
Well, you already know, guys, this is a 90-year crosstown rivalry that isn't once what it once was, but it's still the biggest game on the West Coast. UCLA is clearly the better team this season. The Trojans are down. They fired their head coach midseason and will be looking for a new coach this offseason. Their star quarterback, Keaton Slovis, is hurt. He won't play. When he was on the field, he underachieved this year. SC will also be missing star wide receiver Drake London. The Trojans have an injury list as long as the Constitution, guys. And their opponent, UCLA, had a big second half against Colorado to end a two-game losing streak. The Bruins are an explosive offense. They're led by returning starting quarterback Dorian Robinson-Thompson. They call him BPR. The only reason I believe this line is -3 is because of SC's recent dominance in the series, winning the last 10-14 contest. The Trojans are also coming off a bye week. Still, UCLA players know if they can't beat this USC team with the rookie interim coach and most of their key players injured, the Bruins will never win. I think the stage will be too big for USC's interim coach, Dante Williams, and Chip Kelly's just too good. It'll probably be another high-scoring affair, but I can't see UCLA losing this game this year. The Bruins are 4-0 against the spread in the last 4 games in November, signs of a well-coached team getting better throughout the season. Also, UCLA is 6-0 against the spread against teams with a losing record, and USC has a losing record this season. Also, the Trojans guys are 5-16 against the spread in the last 21 games as a dog. So when they're playing teams that's better than them and they get on top of them, they don't put up much of a fight. USC is also 0-4 against the spread in the last 4 home games. UCLA has the best road record in the Pac-12, guys. Take the Bruins -3 on the road to bring the Victory Bell Trophy back across town to Westwood.
Chip Kelly,
there it is,
trying to get there in the city rivalry.
There you have it. That's Five Star at Five Star in Vegas. Follow him on Twitter. Get his picks. He throws out some free picks for you, and you can get his all
Central,
his information.
Central Michigan was a W.
Yeah.
Moneyline W.
Last night.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And we're going to move to the college basketball, too, guys. Start next week. I'll give you, as we wind down on the college football, as you guys know, as being guys that I text games to sometimes, I'm really big on college basketball, too. We had a layup with Yale.
My friend. I got the Yale play. Yep. That was a good one.
Yeah. So we'll have a college basketball game thrown as a bonus for the audience next week, so that way we can kind of get ready to transition as football ends.
That is five-star. Hey, man, we appreciate it as always, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
We have got U of H tickets to give away here on the show, so we are going to do that right now. As a matter of fact, at 9:50 exactly, you're going to call in at 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. We got two tickets for you to go to the game, to have a big time, to see the Cougs beat Memphis, 8.5-point favorites. They got to win this football game. You got to wear red. You got to be loud. You got to have fun. It's going to be a great, beautiful night for football. You're looking for the best thing to do in the city of Houston on Friday night. That's tomorrow night. And it's at TDECU Stadium. You can get your tickets at uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS. We've got two tickets giving them away at 9:50 exactly to caller number 8. Caller number 8 at 713-780-3776. Right now I'm talking about Golden Nugget. Look, you want to talk about a good time had by all. The rooms are awesome. It's like it's a brand new hotel. The rooms are beautiful, beautiful. All of the rooms, they just do an unbelievable job. They spared no expense on these rooms. Just beautiful. The casino, it's like it is brand new as well. Plenty of table games, poker, all of the table games that you could possibly want. It is crowded now. They've got, dealers, and they've got all the attendants that you could possibly need. The service is impeccable. All of the restaurants, it doesn't matter what you want, you've got it. You've got great restaurants, too, in Vic and Anthony's and the Chart House and Grotto and on and on and on. I mean, the Claim Jumper or the burger places. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's awesome, awesome, awesome. You want to go swimming? You got that. You want to play golf? You've got that. You want to bet on sports? You got DraftKings Sportsbook. What do you want? What more could you possibly want? You've got it all. Just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road at the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles. Tell them you heard it right here.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. Everybody calling in for those tickets. Hey, go to Cobos Q tomorrow. We're going to be there. We start at 7, and we'll have shows broadcasting until 3 o'clock that afternoon. And then, of course, the Cougs will be playing. Cougs are going to be playing at 8. At TDECU Stadium. So get on over to Cobos Q before you head on over to see the Cougs tomorrow. We'll be there tomorrow morning, 2012 Rusk. So come on by. First 10 people, free Coors Lights. Free. First 10 people that ask for Coors Light, Coors Lights on the house. How about that? And no, I'm not wearing a jersey that says house. A couple of stories here, Lance, about professors. Irony. There's some irony involved here. A Purdue professor who specializes in happiness. He specializes in happiness, in positive emotions, parental involvement.
Mm-hmm.
He was arrested for allegedly beating his wife in front of his 10-year-old who was locked in a dog cage.
God. Are you serious?
This Are is a professor serious? Who specializes in positive emotions and parental involvement.
Yeah.
Ironic.
I don't think that's going to be a position he keeps much longer.
Beating his wife in front of his 10-year-old who was locked in a dog cage.
About as bad as it gets.
Yeah, that's not what we're looking for. No. I have a happiness coach.
No.
Okay.
What not on the resume.
University of Miami. Okay, Dell, back at it. University of Miami international studies professor who specializes in corruption. He's actually... He's a noted expert on crime and corruption in Latin America, writing books on the topic and serving as a go-to person for journalists. Guess what he did?
Something good?
Well,
is that where the ironic
he's
thing
been
comes
charged
in here?
With laundering $2.5 million.
I mean, right in front of your face.
Yeah.
The deception was happening right in front of your face. I am the best at knowing about corruption. Hey, you know what?
You know why?
Should we just check and see if,
I'm good at it.
He's really an expert at this. Should we just see if there's anything in his background where he's maybe doing something illegal? There it is.
There it is.
$2.5 million. Plain sight.
Money laundering.
Hiding in plain sight.
Here's, there is a thing called Black Friday, right?
Right.
Right after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Not for plumbers. It's called Brown Friday. Apparently, they're expecting a huge increase in sewage on Brown Friday.
Why on Brown Friday are they you know what? I know why now.
Thanksgiving dinner. We got to call Billy on this one.
Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah. Well, we got to call Billy. It says, there's some tips. Never pour grease, turkey drippings, or cooking oil.
Oh, that's why it's Brown Friday. Okay.
Don't put potato peels, poultry skin.
Oh, that's way better than what I was thinking you were saying. Yeah, potato peels are brown. Okay.
Yeah.
This makes it way, way better.
Yeah. We got to call Billy on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a real thing?
Why are German playgrounds better than our playgrounds, Lance?
Because they're tidy and very structurally sound?
Nope. It's the exact opposite. Because they're dangerous and they lead children to ensure children will learn how to handle danger later in life.
Okay. Can you give me an example?
Well, here's one of their little slidey things.
Oh, that's got dislocations. Fractures written all over it.
I don't think you should do it.
Ooh, ooh, boop, boop. Basically, that one makes sure that you hit something all the way down.
That you will
fall and
possibly roll off.
You ought to see this thing. Yourself. It's just like a bunch of metal that is just kind of just put together in various sections. A
couple of cow stories here, Lance.
Okay.
Irony once again. A cow on the road hit by a milk truck.
Oh, man. Hate seeing that coming.
That's unfortunate. What about this cow? Escaped the ranch, headed to a resort, and got stuck on the water slide. They have a giant water slide at
this pool,
and the cow got stuck.
Living its best
life. Get off the water slide. You're too fat.
How did it get up on a water slide?
I don't know, but hey, you're too fat for it. Get off.
How does a cow get on the steps of a water slide? It's gravity based. You've got to get up high. How does a cow get up on the top of a water slide? I'm calling shenanigans on that.
Irony. Another ironic story here. 1 in 10 staff at government's gender equality department report harassment. Despite working in division responsible for Australia's sexual harassment laws, 40% said they did not report it. 1 in 10 employees are reporting harassment in the gender equality department.
That's
ironic.
Yeah, that is.
Seems to be just a bit ironic. All right, we're done. Tomorrow, Kobos Q. Kobos Q. 2012 Rusk. Come join us. It's going to be fun. It's the grand opening, the official grand opening of Kobos Q. Right now, though, Craig DeSurf.
Well, it's going to be a party at Kobos Q tomorrow, and it's always a party out in Angleton. When you stop in a Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, get the very best offers that they have going on right now. I'll give you an example: you can go take a look at all the different purchase allowances that you have, especially on that GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab. $2,550 is what their purchase allowance is, but they've got great offers going on right now on the Buick Enclave, on different Chevy pickups and SUVs, midsize and the larger SUVs. I mean, look, there's great offers going on that you can check out online at LanceZCars.com. A lot of times they'll have their current programs that are available for you. But this is the great thing. When it's time to buy or lease a vehicle, they'll let you know if it's the best possible option for you. And if it's not, they'll tell you to sit tight for a couple of months. Then they'll even call you when it is time. So make sure that you give yourself the best chance to get the best vehicle at the best price and the best trade-in value with Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.